copy of. Of course, if you are active in your pantry, in your kitchen, you know the increase in the cost of living of even the most basic of necessities has skyrocketed over the last few months. It was quite a bit of a shock. We don't use plenty of cooking oil. We try to keep it healthy. But I was in the store and I saw a bottle of Crown fishing oil, 2 liters, 104 rand. And I thought, yes, like it. What about the mamas and the titties and the people of small little home businesses that need cooking oil to, you know, do the little fry ups, fry the kusistas, the fit cook, the, samosas? What impact is this having on them? And then we thought a little bit broader. But what about, you know, the staple of the South African working class, and seeing that it is Friday, what about the fish and chip shops? Shahada Freitas is the owner of one of my favorite places in Cape Town, Lusitania. It's just down the road, and I'm a regular there. They see me, they know my face, and they know exactly what I like. Zhao, is there going to come a time when, based on the cost of the price of cooking oil and what is basically your most prized commodity when frying your hake and chips, I hope it's not going to come a time when I'm going to be paying 50 rand for a chip roll.
Oh, well, hi, Lester. Yeah, well, I hope not. Unless people start having other alternatives like palm oil or something like that. But I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, sunflower is just ridiculously expensive at the moment. I mean, I was doing some research actually yesterday, and I looked in 2019, I was paying about 13 rand 80 a litre for this sunflower. In 2020, in May as well, I was paying 22.60, obviously, because of COVID, you know. I mean, you'd expect it. But now I'm paying 1,050 for a drum, which translates to 42 rand a litre. Okay. And that's wholesale.
I know you guys are quality, and I know you guys also would look after my health as a customer, but what is then the temptation for maybe other businesses to say, you know what, because it's so expensive, we're going to reuse oil until, you know, we can't reuse anymore?
That is a possibility, and people will obviously use the oil a little bit longer, which is actually not good for you. And I mean, it's more, I suppose, more carcinogenic, and all that's it's not great for you, you know what I mean? So, and then obviously they will use like different oils, different grades of oil. I mean, you can get palm oil, for example. I mean, it's probably half the price of what I'm paying, but I mean, it's high in saturated fats. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm very glad a fish and chip shop is concerned about my health. Let's talk about the alternatives, you know, to what you use sunflower. You mentioned palm oil. Is there any alternatives when it comes to...
It's canola oil, but canola oil is just I just don't like things. There's a smell when you cook with canola oil. And it brings that, I don't know if you've, I mean, in some certain shops you go and it's that clung in there, that oil smell, and that canola oil brings a lot into the business, yeah. So I don't normally use canola oil. We started off originally, I'm talking about when Paul fell off the bus, it was about, we used to use peanut oil, and then that obviously got way too expensive. And then we turn to sunflower, which we've been using for the last 25 to 30 years now.
Yeah. Gosh, I don't want to name certain places, but I get that smell. There are certain establishments where you walk in and you go, gosh, it smells like oil. It clings to your clothing.
Yeah.
And those places are more than likely using a different type of cooking oil.
Canola oil. Sunflower, for sunflower, you won't get that smell. Yeah.
Is this affecting your operations as a business? And I know during lockdown, many small businesses' takeaways were affected, and there were all sorts of silly rules on who could operate and who could sell. Fast food was also at the time banned. Rotisserie chicken was at the time banned. Pies were banned. With this increase in the cost of oil, you're saying paying what, more than 1,000 rand for a 25-liter, is this making you look around, look, I have to cut somewhere? And for many businesses, instead of affecting the product, well, you could do that in terms of the quality. You look at staff. Is that going to affect you anytime soon?
Well, it's eating into your bottom line. So, I mean, at the moment, we're trying to keep going. But, I mean, you can't keep this going for the next year or two, because, I mean, it's gonna take jobs, I'm sure. Because, I mean, eventually, I mean, we're talking about, compared to last year, we're paying 500 and extra on the dumps, which translates to about, if you like pulling in 10 drums a week, that's 5,000 rand extra every single week. At the end of the month, like over 20 grand. So, That's a lot of money.
A few listeners here asking, of course, they're looking at the more health conscious as well as pockets. People asking, well, olive oil's a bit healthier. Why could you not use olive oil in terms of the science of making a decent chipro or a hake parcel, a kinship parcel? Why isn't olive oil, you know, the best to fry up?
Well, olive oil is probably the best, but
oh, it is?
For deep frying and stuff, it's the heat. Mm. It won't sustain the heat because it fries at a very, very high temperature. It will burn most of your stuff. I mean, your stuff will come out much darker. And it burns quicker. Olive oil will burn much, much quicker than sunflower oil. Yeah.
Yeah. Look, you are the larger end of the small and micro business. There's also home cooks. There are, I mentioned, the aunties and the mamas who either make vetkoek or fry some wursas. Mm. They set up a little stall somewhere in a busy area, and that's what takes them through. It's affecting a lot of small micro home businesses. Yeah. This issue.
What a lot of people are doing, they're buying a lot of blends with sunflower at the moment. And they're blending like palm with sunflower or canola with sunflower or all three all together. So they're trying to obviously bring the prices down.
Lots of people trying to help you here. What about soy oil?
Soy oil has gone the same way.
Same way?
Oh, yeah, it's gone the same way. It's also healthy, but it's gone the same way. It's also a 1,000 odd rand. Well, a drum, which would translate to about 40 odd rand a liter.
Gosh. Well, Zhao, all the best. I'm going to come to you very, very soon. Maybe next week I'll pop. I pop in there. You're one of my favorite places in Cape Town. I'm going to have to mention a few. Plumstead Fishery is also a favorite when I'm in the southern suburbs. When I'm in the north, there's a Kales River Fisheries. Also quite nice. I live in Tableview, Parklands, Tableview Fisheries there. Also, I'm a bit of a chipro connoisseur, if you haven't noticed.
Yes, I know. Even when we went up there in Parliament, you always come in there with a chipro, yeah. Oh,
giving my secrets away. Zhao de Freitas is the owner of Lusitania Fisheries. If you do a fry-up or you have a small business, and especially if you make your sisters or fry some wursas or fry a fat cook or maybe a cook sister. And maybe we must get Arno Arpen up there in Goodwood to find out he's coping. He's one of the best cook sister makers in Cape Town, if not South Africa. How is it affecting your small business? 021-446-0567. John says, "Hi Lester, yesterday I purchased a 2 liter cooking oil and paid 110 rand. Plus it was just a house brand. As in retail store brand, and that's amazing. Thanks so much for that, John." John also says, "Stikland Fisheries. I'm a connoisseur when it comes to a good chipro." Get your calls coming in and your messages. It is the Naked Scientist up next. Don't wait till 5 minutes to 10 o'clock to call. Call in now, 021-446-0567, to ask your science and natural history related questions to Dr. Chris Smith.